Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking firsthand. We'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired and motivated to take your business to the next level. I'm here with James Rubino of Lake George Vacay, an exciting new business here in this region. Thank you for your time, James.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell me just a little bit about the business, how it got started?
Yeah, so LakeGeorgeVacay.com was born a few months back where I actually had another vacation rental management company more in the Saratoga Springs area, more in the track rentals. And I've been doing that for a few years. And my now business partner, John, came to me at one point and wanted to see if we wanted to start our own vacation rental management company. And we've seen that there's a bit of a void in the luxury market up in the Adirondacks and Bolton Landing area, and wanted to kind of bring that resort feel to our vacation rentals, the things we do to try and separate ourselves and just really give the guests a lasting image and create memories for a lifetime. LakeGeorgeVacay.com was born after that. So
how many properties do you have now?
So currently we have six properties, all in Bolton Landing, but certainly looking to expand. And we have another listing that's a combination of the two homes, since they're right next to each other. But as of now, there's six homes. Mm-hmm.
So you don't own them. You do this as a service for the owners.
So the six that we have currently are my partner's homes that he owns.
Okay.
But yes, the goal is to, beyond that, start to manage other local vacation rental homes as well.
So you have two kind of different client bases. You've got the homeowners as clients, but also the renters that come onto your website and book.
Correct. Yeah. So ideally, the two main scopes of the business is the vacation rental management side. So acquiring other vacation homes in the area, but also a booking platform. So mm-hmm. LakeGeorgeVacay.com is going to be a direct booking platform. So essentially, the goal would be to be like an Airbnb for Lake George.
Yeah.
Come on, book direct with us. And in most cases, people end up saving anywhere from 10 to 15%. Booking direct, because then they don't have to incur all the Airbnb fees that they charge the host or the Vrbo fees. So really a more economical alternative for, guests coming to the area.
Yeah. And they're all pretty high end luxury properties.
Yes.
And are you going to stay with that?
I think so. You know,
they're the ones that can afford to have you as managers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say more of the luxury market, certainly something that we want to keep and again, give that resort feel for families and create the experiences that'll last a lifetime. There's a few things that we do with some of our homes that I'm sure we'll get into that we try and keep up. So that would be something that we'd want to implement with the rest of our homes as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a great way to come and see the area to be able to stay in a property like that. Like, we're here now in, what's it called?
Sagamore Golf House.
The Sagamore Golf House. It's so beautiful. So you can see that it is a high standard and would be like an ideal place for group. Because how many people does it sleep?
So it can sleep up to 18.
Up to 18.
Yes.
So it's got facilities for children, teens, game room, movie theater, hot tub. You said all the properties have hot tubs?
Yes. They fit anywhere from like 6 to 8 people. Mm-hmm. Some are out in the open. Others are enclosed. So kind of have your preference.
And this one's right on Sagamore Golf Club.
Yes. So it's on the 11th hole green of the Sagamore Golf Course, and actually the only home on the golf course itself. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get started in this business? Were you in property or were you in hospitality?
So how I got into this business is prior to being in this industry, I worked for a gentleman entrepreneur in the area. And he wanted me to get my real estate license. He wanted to start a real estate brokerage. So, and this was when I was still a senior in college. I went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, and he wanted me to get my real estate license. So I studied my senior year of college, got the license, and ultimately fell in love with the industry. And it was something that I think I could see myself doing long term. And ultimately the brokerage was a bit delayed. It kind of made my brain go in like all the various other areas of real estate. So the real estate investing side, wholesaling and flipping, and ultimately kind of led me down the rabbit hole to the short-term rental space, because it was an area that I was able to, one, start with having a full-time job, and I could do it on the side and, work from the time space, and then also financially. So obviously these are homes I'll be managing for others, so I'm not going to need to, purchase the homes myself right away. So it just made sense in those two areas to ultimately get into the industry.
And the short-term rentals are getting to be such a huge aspect of the property market. And there's been some limitations here in the Lake George region. Are you guys concerned with that at all?
I mean, I would say it's definitely something that we are always open for regulation, because as management companies, prior, there's always been more of like a gray area when it comes to this, and being able to tell a future client, hey, this is what is required of the town and what they have permitting, or certain fee, versus prior it was more of a gray area, so you didn't really know what was either way. So we're definitely open to regulation and making it seem as if it's a little more black and white, so it helps our homeowners know that this is the way to do it, and makes our jobs a lot easier.
Because you're a bit different from the properties that bring concern to the community.
Right.
Because you're fairly more secluded. You're the higher end of the market. And you've become members of the Lake George Chamber. So you're participating in the community. I think so many people are worried about the out of town owners that are never there, don't know what's going on. Like, you know what's going on in these properties. Like, you're managing them for people. You know what's going on.
Yes, certainly being on the luxury end and the resort feel, we are, concentrated on more the family environment and bringing families to Bolton Landing and Lake George to experience that. And again, we want to make sure that they have an amazing experience here, so they come year after year and ultimately, make Lake George an annual destination for these families. So certainly try and bring that feel to the community, and we are very community based as well. We actually participated in the Bolton Landing Holiday Home Tour.
Okay,
this past year.
I meant to do that.
Yes. We had two of our homes, our Indian Brook Lodge and our Bolton Bear House. My partner John put everything together involving that, and there was different themes. So the one house was a chocolate house. Everything is, decked out in chocolate, and it was absolutely amazing. We had a bubble balloon bowl in the front of the yard. So it's so cool. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool activities. And then the other home was a gingerbread house. So a bunch of gingerbread houses, and people really liked it. And it was benefit the Conklin Center. All the proceeds go to that. Something we started a few years back, and we always love doing it during the holidays.
It's a great initiative.
Yeah.
Show off the property as well as being part of a good cause.
Definitely.
So you provide sort of concierge services as well?
Yes. So something that we are looking to kind of add to our portfolio is the concierge services, and something else is our WOW experiences that are brand new. The concierge services are more of the private chef. So if you want to have a private chef for a night.
Because you've got amazing facilities for it.
Yeah.
Huge kitchen.
Thank you.
And places for people to sit and watch him do his work.
Right. Yep. Indoor, outdoor, depending on the time of year.
We have
the decks that you can come outside and have the dinner there. We have a mobile hibachi that we're looking to partner with as well. A lot of people like that concept recently, where they can have the mobile hibachi there. So definitely more the concierge services, high end, and then also our WOW experiences, which are unique experiences that guests can add as part of their stay. So one of them is our like a tasty donut wall. So it's a wall of 50 donuts that'll be there upon arrival for the guests. So if they're into that,
when they arrive.
When they arrive.
After a long trip, there's something there.
Yes.
To greet you.
Yes. We have a s'mores bar. So one of the nights, if they want to hang out around the campfire, we have a whole decked out s'mores tray for them. We have a s'mores with Sasquatch. So we'll have Sasquatch come hang out. Yeah. For a little bit of time. Again, all, you know, family focused and being able to create those experiences for them. You know, we have a breakfast at Tiffany's to where we'll bring, you know, some tiaras and diamonds and and have a little breakfast platter for them when they wake up. So just little things like that. Everyone has, you know, their own preference and trying to accommodate everybody. And it's been something that people have really, you know, taken to recently, and we're only looking to grow. So if you have any ideas yourself of you know, certain experiences.
I actually do. We can talk about that after my other business that Also, there was a woman at the last mixer that was mobile sauna. Did you talk to her at all?
I did not.
She's handed out her cards to everybody.
Mobile sauna. That could definitely. Yeah.
She's, we have at the hot sauna. Kind of Saratoga area, but she said she'll go pretty much anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Always looking to partner with local businesses too. There's a few that, that we have our eyes on that, that we're looking to, you know, partner with, because it just makes sense. And again, it, it really kind of hammers the concierge and the ability to take care of our guests. If we can't do it, we want to put them in the right direction with somebody that can. So
what about seasonality? Like, it, I mean, you, we know this place is amazing in the summer. It's amazing in the autumn. It's cold in the winter. You're not playing golf in the winter, but you can ski. And there's avid skiers and things. Do you find it difficult to get people in off season?
So, you know, I would say it's all about how you market it. Obviously, during the summertime, we go for a week-long stays. Families looking to vacation for the summer. And then in the off season, more long weekends. So, you know, 2-3 nights. You know, still at a higher price.
Not far. How far is Ford from
Ford's about 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not far at all. We have West Mountain, obviously close by as well. So we've, you know, thankfully gotten a lot of people with that as well. Got some ice fishing people. So thankfully.
You've got dock space. You said every property has access to dock space. So even if it's not right on the lake, you've got access.
Yeah. So
private access. There is a,
So they have their own personal dock slip. So they're all kind of together, but each home would have their own personal dock slip. So if they want to rent a boat, it can fit up to, I believe, 24 feet. So if they want to rent a boat for the week or the weekend, they have a spot to dock it. And there's a grassy area with some picnic tables if they want to hang out there too. And it's, I mean, all of the homes are within walking distance or a short drive away to the dock space. So again, just trying to make it all inclusive. And all the homes are pretty close to downtown, you know, Bolton Landing as well. So, you know, trying to hit them with
lots and lots of places to eat, drink, and
fantastic restaurants, shops, local businesses.
That's exciting. So is there anything for the future? Like, we talked about some of the experiences and things. Is that just sort of growing your portfolio? And
yeah, I mean, I think our main goal is to really improve the guest experience, you know, just adding things, whether it be the experiences or, you know, different details among their stay. Obviously, you walked around earlier, the Sagamore, we try and put little photos, little memorabilia, and really try and create, you know, a story for each home. That, this is obviously the golf house. Yeah. We have a, you know, a bear house where one of our bathrooms, the two mirrors are the bear's eyes, and they light up. So very cool experiences like that. We have an Indian Brook Lodge down by the brook. We have a beach house with like a Starbucks bar, so you can be your own barista for a day. So just very unique experiences. And I think that, you know, as we start to acquire other management properties, we're going to look for those sort of things to implement and keep that same experience standard, if you will. And then more importantly, too, just being able to be that direct booking platform for people coming to Lake George, because they will save money and they, you know, will have a 10 to 15% you know, automatic discount if they book direct versus on like an Airbnb or a Vrbo or things along those lines. And it, you know, it can add up. You know, I just had a story with a gentleman who booked this home for this coming summer. last year he booked with Vrbo, and somehow he was able to find us direct. And he said, "Hey, we stayed here last year. We absolutely loved it. You know, do you mind just giving me a rough estimate of what this year would be? Let me check what we paid last year." And they booked a week here, so it ended up being almost $2,000 less this year.
$2,000 for a week.
For a week. Wow. The same price per night. It's just the fees that can add up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, $2,000 is $2,000.
Is there the fees percentage of the,
yes.
Oh, so that can get really mm-hmm. steep with the better quality properties.
Yes, definitely.
See, my 60th birthday, my daughter goes to Keuka College, which is in the Finger Lakes. Yeah. So for my 60th, I got a house on Keuka Lake. So kind of like this, almost to the standard. Pretty nice. It was really nice. I wanted to go all out. But I did get it on Vrbo. I've actually never booked anything on Airbnb. It just never worked out. But I did use Vrbo. And but it was a management company that was dealing with me. So I guess they're also using Vrbo as another outlet to get properties out there.
Yeah, I would say.
But I probably paid an extra few hundred. Maybe in fees that I wouldn't have if I'd gone directly through them.
Right. And it's something you just don't know, right? You know, with these management companies, that's why we're trying to get the word out there so that, people know that they can book through us directly and save that money. Mm-hmm. But, certainly we do appreciate Airbnb and Vrbo's platform. Mm-hmm. They obviously are more of the pioneers in that space. And from our experience, we would say that, Vrbo is more focused on the vacations, like the family vacations versus Airbnb is still on the vacation side, but they also rent like rooms out. So, in certain, mm-hmm. if you want to rent an apartment or a room in your home for the track season. So they're more of an all-inclusive, experience, but, definitely it's nice when you get people from different areas and different, mm-hmm. Parts of the world, we get people from, all over. So.
But it's good to know it's worth people shopping around because Vrbo and Airbnb may dominate search listings. But if you find a place you like, you might find it on another site like yours that you're going to save a bit of money on fees.
Right.
And dealing with people directly, which I found comforting because you're paying a lot of money. You're coming into a place maybe late at night. And like you maybe can't figure out how to open up the key box. That's always my worry, those key boxes.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we've thankfully transitioned to for like smart locks. Yeah.
So you're like texting, like, how do I get
right? Yeah, it's 1 a.m. and hopefully they're up, right? So our goal is to always have someone, available if that word ever arrives. But we have the smart lock, so we'll send you the codes prior and so whatever time you come in, it'll be a quick, easy transition.
Technology has made all of this so much easier, hasn't it?
Definitely. And, it helps. We actually have, an app as well. So along with the experiences, something that we've implemented is our mobile app. So something that we'll send each of our guests once they book with us. And this pretty much has everything you may want to know, for the upcoming stay. So for instance, we have our experiences on there so they can look at that, obviously. We also have a house manual for each of our homes. Yeah, so
that's important.
Customated.
Because you've got all these great facilities, but you need to know how to use them.
Right. A customizable house manual to where it have the Wi-Fi passwords, how to enter the home. We also have a how-to guide. So all of our appliances, the stove, the coffee. The
washing machine is always one that's hard to figure out sometimes.
Washer machine, dishwasher. And these are little things that, try and have us separate from other homes, and it just helps the guests because it's all there. They can view it before their mm-hmm. stay, so by the time they get there, they're already familiar with our properties. They can go in and work it for the rest of their families. Mm-hmm. And we have recommendations too. So we have recommendations to local restaurants, it's Italian, seafood, as far as activities, things to do for small kids, hiking. So really trying, if you've never been to the area before, you come with us, you stay with us, we'll make sure that you're familiar with it. Definitely.
So what advice would you give to property owners that are looking to get into short-term rentals?
Yeah, I would definitely say do your research before. Something that we've done as well is, property owners that are maybe looking for a home, There are tools out there that could give you a projection of what you could potentially make, and you know, to make sure that you have an informed decision prior to your stay. But then also, you know, making sure that you would want to stay there yourself. You know, because a lot of our clients, you know, even with my previous management company, stay there themselves, and we're certainly open to that.
You've got such a beautiful
place. Right. They want to be able to utilize it, and you know, we're flexible on that front. So if they want to stay there a few weekends in the summer or a few weeks in the summer, it's, you know, certainly fine. But yeah, I mean, I would say definitely just do your homework and go somewhere and buy somewhere where you're gonna want a vacation yourself, because if you want a vacation there, most likely somebody else is gonna want a vacation there. So
looking for popular areas. And for guests, what advice do you give for guests when they're looking for places?
I would definitely say have a list of what you guys are looking for in regards to plethora of things. So location, if you want to be close to the beach or the lake, or you want to be downtown, how many beds, the amenities. There's definitely a ton of different amenities that houses can have. You know, we have the dart boards here, the pool tables, the game room, ski ball. So, and you know, who you're going with. So if it's a family vacation, you know, you want something for the kids and the games. You know, if you want to bring your pets, making sure that it's pet friendly, and you know, coming up with a list together to where, you know, it's going to hit most of your, check marks.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Is there anything else you want to include in here?
I mean, honestly, it just, you know, certainly we want to continue to what we're doing currently and really be a source of the community. I know we're part of the Lake George Chamber, also part of the Bolton Landing Chamber. They've both been amazing, helps for us just connecting, you know, us with other business owners like yourself and you know, fantastic to be out in the community and, you know, always trying to give back as well. I know we mentioned the home tour and we have a few other things that we're looking to do. We have the you know, the toy drive as well, and the station for that, and just ultimately trying to create those experiences for the guests and make it like no other. You know, make it like the resort feel in the, you know, vacation home sector that's, you know, in our opinion, has been a void in the last, you know, some time.
That's great. Thanks so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.